KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Scott Schaefer. Governor Schwarzenegger is recovering from minor injuries this morning after the motorcycle he was riding collided with a car near his home in Los Angeles Sunday. According to a statement from the governor's office, Schwarzenegger was unable to avoid the car as it backed into the street in front of his Harley-Davidson. Schwarzenegger and his 12-year-old son were taken to the hospital, where the governor received 15 stitches in his lip. Both the governor and his son were wearing helmets at the time of the accident. Schwarzenegger is expected to resume a normal schedule today. With confirmation hearings set to begin today in Washington, Senator Dianne Feinstein says she wants to know just how conservative Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito is. Feinstein will take the lead in questioning Alito on his views regarding abortion. And Honda Motor Company will put its first U.S. design center for its premium Acura line in California next year. The company's president said yesterday that the new center will open in Torrance and is expected to employ fewer than 100 designers. Honda's U.S. headquarters is also located in Southern California. Although many folks still think of Fresno as a big farm town, its nearly 500,000 people make it California's sixth largest city. Young Fresnans often want to trade the almond groves for a more glamorous life in Los Angeles or San Francisco, especially if they're college educated. And a new report released today proposes ways to reverse that brain drain. Sasha Coca has more.
Fresno, it really does suck here. That's the tagline on a T-shirt popular among Fresno 20-somethings. Henry T. Perea is trying to change that image. He's Fresno's youngest ever city council person, elected when he was just 25.
I've had countless number of friends from high school who had left and have vowed to never come back, and they haven't. And I've had many friends from college that were not even interested in coming to Fresno at all. We're not even on their radar screen. Certainly, we would like our friends to come back home or stay here, but we need to give them a reason to.
Perea convened Fresno's Creative Economy Council to study ways to make the city more attractive to young creative professionals. Their report says the city and private investors need to revitalize downtown with free Wi-Fi, offer more green space and bike lanes, and foster opportunities for young entrepreneurs. The council also recommends developing a strategic marketing plan to improve Fresno's image and sell it as a prime location for film production. The report's authors say they know Fresno's 20-somethings might want to leave and experience big city life for a while. They just hope Fresno's cheaper housing and plans to make the city more hip will attract them back when they're 30-something. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
A new California law takes effect this year requiring criminal background checks for security guards who are employees of, say, shopping malls or department stores. The law's author admits, though, that it fails to include another requirement he'd hoped for, Homeland Security training for these guards. Cy Musiker reports.
State Senator Abel Maldonado has four children, and he used to worry about what would happen to them or other kids if they ever got lost at a shopping mall or a big department store.
Usually what happens is when a young child is lost in a mall, the first thing they do is they go looking for a security guard, and they don't know who that person is. That person could be a sex offender, it could be a child molester, we don't know.
So Maldonado sponsored a bill signed into law last year. Starting in July, the bill requires all security guards who are employed by the business they protect to submit their names to a criminal database maintained by the FBI.
So bottom line, I wanted to make sure that we have background checks on the security guards who are protecting our young and on the people of California.
But the new law doesn't mandate another requirement Maldonado badly wanted, counterterrorism training for security guards who now are not required to get any training at all. Counterterrorism training and criminal background checks are already required for a separate category of security guards, those who are registered by the state and who work for licensed security firms. We're in a shopping mall in West Sacramento at the storefront offices of the Advanced Security Institute, a company that trains registered guards. Three trainees watch a DVD, the core of a required four-hour Homeland Security class. The music plays under a montage of horrific scenes, news footage of attacks by terrorists and their victims.
One of the most commonly used terrorist tactics is murdering large numbers of people. The white supremacist Buford O'Farrell was sentenced to life without parole for his shooting of five people, including three children at a Jewish community center. Shaw had previously been chased away from the Simon Wiesenthal Center in Los Angeles by private security professionals.
Security guards, both state-licensed and those who aren't, protect more than 80% of California buildings, dams, airports, and other vital infrastructure. Many who get counterterrorism training come here to Joe Williams, owner of Advanced Security Institute.
Security guards are actually the frontline defense. They're in front of law enforcement. Law enforcement can't be everywhere. But in California, you currently have over 200,000 registered security guards.
But there's another 300,000 security guards who are not registered. Williams and his staff believe they too should take the counterterrorism class. Pat Alexander also teaches at the Institute.
Certainly at what we pay security guards in the state, we can't train all of them to be counter-terrorist experts, but we can train them to recognize the issues to bring those people in. I don't want my wife being killed in a shopping mall because the guard didn't recognize that he should report, an unattended package.
Maldonado's bill doesn't mandate the counter-terror training for unregistered guards because the companies that employ them fought the provision.
What we would object to is sending everybody through a single training program.
Pamela Williams is vice president for the California Retailers Association. The group represents major retail chains like Safeway and Walgreens.
Because different stores have different security needs. And what might work for a security guard in a mall doesn't necessarily work for a small convenience store that's open 24 hours a day or a pharmacy that has all sorts of different kind of security concerns.
Still, Williams says the group was negotiating with Maldonado last year, and she's confident the retailers can work out a compromise. Speaking a few weeks before the new year, Maldonado was also eager to return to the issue.
I understand this building, the Capitol, is a place of small steps. I'm glad that I'm going to get the background check. Hopefully next year we can get the training.
In the next few weeks, Maldonado plans to introduce a new bill to do just that. For the California Report, I'm Cy Musiker.
That's the California Report for Monday, January 9th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Scott Schaefer. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, sponsoring the James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards with information online at www.irvine.org. The California Farm Water Coalition, family farmers dedicated to using water to produce fresh fruits, vegetables, and grains for your family, online at farmwater.org. And the California Healthcare Foundation, committed to improving California's healthcare delivery and financing systems, on the web at chcf.org.